Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays afternoons at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally stick in something different, a joke, a story, a reading, and I call those odd things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And right at the moment, I don't have a wombat plan tonight. I was going to read to you some things from Alice in Wonderland, which I love. But I have enough songs to fill the entire show without using Alice, so Alice can wait till next week. In the meanwhile, we're going to start off this show with a song from the Broadway play Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof had one of the longest runs in Broadway history, the same show over and over. I went to see it. It was a great show about a small Jewish town with the people who all knew each other, and it was a story of families and conflict. And this song was from it. And I just happened to think of this song last week about growing old. I'm pretty old, so I can identify with the song. But if you listen to it, or you'll find that you're in there. If you're not one of the old people, maybe you're one of the young people. And the old people are saying, when did she get to be a beauty? Or when did he grow so tall? Things like that, you know. So this is Sunrise, Sunset from the play Fiddler on the Roof.
What season following the night?
That was Sunrise Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof. Next up is one of my all-time favorite songs. After I've been doing this show for a while, I got to where I began to realize there are some pieces of music that are just at the very top of the list for me. So I began to collect them out, and this is one of them. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. I just finished watching the NBA playoffs, also watching the Celtics win. Also got involved with watching Caitlin Clark, this young lady basketball player who's taking the world by storm. There's much debate whether she's really that good. I mean, she's obviously one of the best players of her generation in college, but how is she in the pros? Is she really that good? And I'm a believer. I think she's transcendently good, and within a year or two will be the clearly acknowledged as the best player in women's basketball, something like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird were in their time. So, anyway, this is Time After Time, and Cyndi Lauper, to me, is like a basketball player. A basketball player, they can play offense, they can play defense, very different games. If they're on offense, they can be shooters, they score a lot. Or they can be passers, which do both. And the passers are the ones. Now, Cyndi Lauper wrote this song, performed it. It's kind of like playing both offense and defense. And on top of it, she added her own arrangement and personality that makes it, for me, as I say, transcendently good. So, long introduction for a great song, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Next up is The Drinking Gourd by the New Christy Minstrels. I was a teenager and then a young man during what's called the folk music revival, when Joan Baez and just all sorts of stars, the Limelighters, Peter, Paul and Mary, Bob Dylan, all these stars emerged with folk music. Traditional folk music and also new folk music being written in the moment. So in the middle of all this was the New Christy Minstrels, which didn't have a single star. They had a whole team of people. And here's the song, The Drinking Gourd. And I want to mention that during this folk song revival also happened to be about the time of the shift in how to deal with racial problems. The integration of the schools in the South, Arkansas in particular, and various other things were integrated with the folk music. The Drinking Gourd is one of those. When the slaves escaped down south and wanted to go north where they would be free, they had to find a way to go north. They couldn't be out in the daylight, so it had to be at night. And they used the stars. They didn't use the North Star, which they could have, but they used the drinking gourd to tell them which way was north. And so this song catches both the folk revolution, the powerful change in the way people began to try and do away with racism at that point. The Drinking Gourd by the New Christy Minstrels.
Muddy road to freedom.
Follow the Drinking Gourd by the New Christy Minstrels. Somewhat traditional song. Now comes something really different. This is a wombat. I do have a wombat tonight. So I'm going to teach you a class. You can skip it if you want. But here's the class. There's a kind of style of singing that's called a shape note. S-H-A-P-E. Shape. Shape note singing. And there are several books. The most popular one is called The Sacred Harp. And the people who sing from that book are called sacred harp singers. I am a sacred harp singer. Now, I'm going to teach you about shape notes. When the people began to move west, they didn't have much in the way of things except farm instruments. And there were no pianos on the way west a lot of places until more civilization came. And yet the people wanted to learn music. And the way they did it was with shape notes. And this book, The Sacred Harp, which was published in the 19th century, collected these songs together. The one I'm going to play for you is called Mirror. It's one of my favorites. But now here's the lesson. When you sing shape note singings, the music is written out just like regular music with a staff and all that. But every note has a shape. There are, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Well, each one of those notes has a shape. And interestingly, in the sacred harp tradition, there are only four shapes. You got seven notes and four shapes. So it goes, when a sacred harp group performs a song, they first read their parts by singing the shapes. So you're going to hear that when I play this for you. And then after they've sung the shapes, which is kind of like nonsense words, they sing the words to the song. So I want to teach you about the shapes. Get ready. More lesson coming up here. I'm a bass, so the seven notes singing the seven notes that we know using the four shapes goes like this. Fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. That's the seven notes sung with four shapes. The basses have a part for a song we're going to play. It's called Mirror. And the bass part, I want to try and sing it, just my part. Fa, fa, so, fa, la, 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 so, so, fa, la, fa, mi, mi, fa, fa, so, fa, la, fa, fa, so, la, so, fa, fa, so, fa. So that's what's called singing the shapes. And the first time through the song, there are only four parts. There's the basses, the tenors, the altos and sopranos. The upper parts are almost always usually women, and the bottom parts are usually men. But in sacred harp tradition, you can go sing in any group. And the bass singers often move from one place to another. You'll see a bass singing in the alto group and a soprano singing in the tenor group, things like that, which makes it interesting. This song in the book has five verses, but the group singing it today will sing verses 1, 3, and 5, and then they repeat 5 more quietly. So I will read to you the words from 1, 3, and 5. Will God forever cast us off, his wrath forever smoke, against thy people of his love, his little chosen flock? That's verse 1. Verse 3. Where once thy churches prayed and sang, thy foes profanely rage, amid the gates their incense hang, and their hosts engage. That's verse 3. And then the verse 5, which they sing over twice, is, no prophet speaks to calm our grief, but all in silence mourn, nor know the hour of our relief, the hour of our return. I will now play for you a recording of singers singing Mirror. This is from the Higher Ground Singing of 2015. Also, I was told when I first got in, found to be true, it's not an audience event. They rarely have much of an audience. Everyone there is a singer, so this is an event for singers. So this is Mirror from the Sacred Harp Singing in 2015.
Oh.
Sometimes I think of these songs on the show as time travel. The song allows us to go back into a culture, perhaps your parents' culture, your grandparents, or your children, so and find out where they are. And so I happen to have some experiences with my own life, and I lived through the 50s. I was a teenager in the 50s, and here comes a 50s song, Teach Me Tonight by the Castro Sisters. In those days, when I was in high school, we had parties, and it happened that I was going to high school in Venezuela, an English-speaking high school. We had parties, so we'd have Latin rhythms, you know, rumba, samba, tango, that sort of thing. We'd have a lot of hit tunes, and the American tunes were sort of in two or three groups. There was the slow dance, there was the swing step, which is very popular then, and then there were a few other things, the polka and some stuff. Anyway, when the slow dance came up, it was a chance for the teenagers to dance close. And boys and girls in those days didn't do a lot of hugging, but dancing was it was sort of authorized. And this is one of the songs, Teach Me Tonight. Listen to the gentle, soothing, slow rhythm and think of kids dancing to it. And the next song might have been a swing step where they were like Elvis Presley or something. But here is Teach Me Tonight by the DeCastro Sisters.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. Down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The skies are blackboard high above you. A shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you a thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love, should the teacher stand so near, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me
As I occasionally share with you, I am a musician, amateur musician. I love to sing and I play some instruments. And in my musical life, I've had a number of mentors. There were a number, five or six, that greatly shaped my what I learned, what I liked, what I loved. And the next two songs are by two of those people. The first one's by Helen Bonchek-Schneier. Helen was a Jewish woman from Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. area, as I knew her. and just was a wonderful person to lead group songs and knew so many great songs. So much of the musical repertoire, I know a number of songs. I try and sing them as close to the way Helen Schneier sang them as possible. This is Helen singing I Will Guide Thee, together with some other good singers who sing with her and sing harmony. But you can feel the power of her ability, I think, to lead a group singing. I Will Guide Thee by Helen Schneier. I mentioned that Helen Schneier is Jewish, and yet a large part of her repertoire is Christian hymns. I was in the Pinewoods Folk Music Club in New York City. These were the generation following the liberals like Woody Guthrie and people back of that generation. These were their children and my age. We grew up together. And they loved hymns and gospels and Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P. That's the one I sang earlier. They loved this stuff, and Helen Schneier among them. But they didn't believe it. They loved the music. And I was with them. I didn't believe a lot of it either, but I also love the music. So it's interesting that Helen Schneier, a Jewish woman, is singing I Will Guide Thee, a Christian hymn.
If you cannot sing like angels,
if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. I will guide thee. I will guide thee. I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
If you cannot give your thousands,
you can give the widow's mite, for the least you do for Jesus will be precious in his sight. I will guide thee, I will guide thee, I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Hark the voice of Jesus calling,
who will go and work today. Fields are wide and harvest is waiting. Who will bear my shield away? I will guide thee, I will guide thee, I will guide thee with mine eye all the way from earth to heaven. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Thee, sung by Helen Bonchek Schneer. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College University. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something different. Like tonight, we had a lesson on a sacred harp. I forgot to emphasize that's harp, H-A-R-P, sacred harp singing. And it's my time now to move on to the next part of the show. I mentioned that Helen Schneer is one of my mentors. Here's another one of my mentors, Sheila K. Adams. If you're from anywhere near the Abingdon area, you're from Appalachia. Appalachia includes the Shenandoah Valley. And Sheila K. Adams was born and raised in a town called Sodom, used to be called Sodom, in North Carolina. And she is Appalachian tradition. And that's, I learned almost everything I learned a lot from Sheila K. Adams, one of my true mentors. And every now and then she'd sing a song that would just capture me, and I would learn to sing it exactly like her. Here's one of those. I learned this song and I performed it a number of times. It's an old ballad, came over from England into Appalachia, got modified to fit the local way of dialect and culture, and she learned it from her aunt, Sheila did, from her aunt Inez in the town of Sodom. And I love it. It tells a story. It has a wonderful haunting rhythm for me, and I love singing this song, although it's a little long. Little Matty Grove by Sheila K. Adams.
Oh, holiday, oh, holy day, the first day of the year. Little Matthew Groves to church did go, some holy words to hear. Here's some holy words to hear. He spied some women dressed in black as they came into view. Lord Dan'l's wife was gaily clad, the flower of the few, the flower of the few. She stepped up to little Matthew Groves, her eyes cast on the ground. Said, please, oh, please come with me, stay as you pass through this town, town as you pass through this town. Oh, please come with me, stay, I'll hide thee out of sight. I'll pleasure you beyond compare and sleep with you all night, night, I'll sleep with you all night. I cannot stay, I dare not stay, I fear 'twill cost my life. 'Cause I can tell by your finger rings that you are Lord Dan'l's wife, wife, that you are Lord Dan'l's wife. Lord Daniel's in some distant land, he's left me for to roam. He's taken all his merry men, and I am quite alone, lone, and I am quite alone. Her little footy page was standing nearby, was a-hearing every word was said. He said, before the sun goes down, Lord Dan'll know what's said. Said, Lord Dan'll know what's said. He ran along the king's highway, he swam against the tide. And before the sun went down, he's standing by Dan'll's side. Side, he's standing by Dan'll's side. What news, Lord Dan'l cried, what news do you bring to me? My tenants wronged, my castle burned, my wife with a baby, be my wife with a baby. No harm has come to your house or lands while you have been away, but little Matthew Groves is a-hugging and a-kissing on your fair lady gay, gay, on your fair lady gay. If what you say is not the truth, as I take it to be, I'll build a scaffold tear so high, and hanged you will be, and hanged you will be. If what I say is not the truth, and false as false can be, you need not build a scaffold tear, just hang me from a tree, tree, just hang me from a tree. Lord Daniel called his merry men and bid them with him go, but warned them not to speak a word and not a horn to blow, blow and not a horn to blow. But riding with his merry men was one who'd wish no ill. He put his bugle to his mouth and he blew it loud and shrill, shrill, and he blew it loud and shrill. Oh, what is this? Cried little Matthew Groves as he sat up in bed. I fear it is your husband's men and I will soon be dead, dead, and I will soon be dead. Oh, lay back down, little Matthew Groves, and keep my back from cold. 'Tis nothing but my father's men calling their sheep to fold, fold, calling their sheep to fold. So little Matthew Groves, he laid back down and soon fell off to sleep. When he woke up, Lord Daniel was standing at his bed feet, feet was standing at his bed feet. Saying, how do you like my snow-white pillow? Saying, how do you like my sheet? Saying, how do you like my pretty little woman that's a-laying in your arms asleep? Sleep that's a-laying in your arms asleep. Very well do I like your snow-white pillow. Very well do I like your sheet. Much better do I like your pretty little woman that's a-laying in my arms asleep. Sleep that's a-laying in my arms asleep. Get up, Lord Daniel cried, and put on your clothes. In England it shall never be said, I killed a naked man, man, I killed a naked man. I won't get up, I can't get up, I fear 'twill cost my life. 'Cause you have got two bitter swords, and I ain't got a knife, knife, and I ain't got a knife. I know I've got two bitter swords, they cost me deep in purse. I'll give to you the best of these, and I will keep the worst, worst, and I will keep the worst. The first swing that little Matthew made, it hurt Lord Daniel sore. The next swing that Lord Daniel made, little Matthew hit the floor, floor, little Matthew hit the floor. Get up, my pretty little wife, and come sit on my knee, and tell me which you like the best, little Matthew Groves or me, me, little Matthew Groves or me. She looked up in Lord Daniel's face and saw his jutting chin, said, I wouldn't trade little Matthew Groves for you and all your kin, kin for you and all your kin. He took her by her lily-white hand and led her across the hall. He pulled out his sword and he cut off her head and he kicked it against the wall, wall, and he kicked it against the wall. Go dig me a grave both wide and deep to bury these two in. Just kick little Matthew Groves over the side, but lure my sweet wife in, yes, lure my sweet wife in.
That was Little Matty Grove, sung by Sheila Kay Adams. And that particular version, that song, can be traced back to Child Ballads, where the wording was quite different, but the story was the same. The next song I'm going to play is one I bumped into recently, and I really wasn't familiar with the song. It's called Somebody That I Used to Know. And in preparing for this show, I looked it up and found out it was actually a big hit by a number of groups, and the version I happened to have bumped into was a kind of a spin-off of the original version. The original version is actually a very serious song, and I am going to go listen to it and pick versions of it to play on the show. But the one you get today, of Somebody That I Used to Know, that's the name of the song, is disco music. And I'll read you the first verse or so, and very hard to understand any of the words that they're singing. Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. Told myself you were right for me and felt so lonely in your company. But that was love, and it's an ache I still remember. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness, like the resignation of the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over. So this song goes on like that, and then the chorus has the line, "Now you're just somebody that I used to know." So this is "Now You're Somebody That I Used to Know," performed by Dr. Space C.
Change your mind.
That was Somebody That I Used to Know, performed by DJ Space C. Next up comes a song by the Fifth Dimension, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In. The Age of Aquarius, sort of the 70s and 80s, was to be the turning point in the new world coming into being. The feeling that many of us had that the world was going to be a better place now that we'd entered this new age.
Thank you.
That was The Age of Aquarius by The Fifth Dimension. The last song on the show today is The Cuckoo by Dana Robinson. And it fills me with such, the banjo I love, and the rhythm makes me feel like doing a twitchy dance. This is The Cuckoo. By Dana Robinson. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and I bring this to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. And now it's time to do our audience participation moment. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.